Loving greetings and pranams to all of you. In the name of our revered and divine Gurudev Sri Sri Paramahansa Yogananda, welcome to all of you from his heart, from the hearts of all of us. You know, we started this morning with lighting the oil lamp that beautifully symbolic in ancient ceremony, and whenever we do this, my mind automatically begins revolving around that wonderful chant that our guru loves so much, singing to God, "In my house with thine own hands, light the lamp of thy love, change my darkness to thy light, change my darkness to thy light." So let us take that echo of his divine benediction on all of us into these coming days of divine fellowship, deep meditation, and spiritual inspiration, beginning with that prayer, Gurudev, the great ones, and the beloved God, to lead us from darkness to light, from ignorance to wisdom. Will you please join me in an opening prayer as we inaugurate this beautiful Sangam of souls around the world? Heavenly Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, Bhagavan Krishna, Jesus Christ, Mahavatar Babaji, Lahiri Mahashai, Swami Sri Yukteswarji, our revered Gurudev, Paramahansa Yoganandaji, saints of all religions, we bow to you all. O Heavenly Father, open my spiritual eye, that I can enter into thy kingdom of omnipresence. Father, do not leave me behind in this mortal world of misery. Lead me from darkness to light, from death to immortality, from ignorance to endless wisdom, from sorrow to eternal joy. Beloved Gurudev, bless us that during these days of spiritual fellowship, we may feel the embrace of your unconditional love. Lift up our consciousness. Make us aware of your guiding hand, your guiding whispers, ever present in our hearts and souls, leading us onward and upward on the path to our own liberation. We bow to you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Well, I am so filled with joy to be here with all of you to inaugurate this five-day special Sangam. Again, welcome to all of you who are gathered here at this beautiful and uplifting venue, Kana Shantivanam, here near Hyderabad. Many thousands who are here today and gathered in this auditorium. And a special welcome also to the many thousands who are tuning in and joining us via the live stream from all around the world. We've seen in the last few years, haven't we, what a wonderful, much stronger and more tangible connection that devotees in Gurudev's spiritual family around the world have connected with each other, isn't it? You look around and you see the beautiful faces that are sitting here today, and then you multiply that by factor of many. And that's how it has been these past few years, and that's how it will continue as Guruji's divine net of love, of wisdom, of peace, of unity, of spiritual fellowship draws all of us together in that single-pointed resolve to make what he has brought to us our own, to make those states of consciousness, that promise of divine realization, that promise of divine communion, the joy, the love, the peace, the wisdom, the inner strength, to make that our own. We're going to do something wonderful together in these 5 days. We're going to open a door, we're going to open a portal into that transcendental sphere through which the divine consciousness, divine joy, divine life, divine strength, divine light can pour into our hearts, pour into our minds from the spiritual realms. You know, I always envision in events like this, when our Gurudev was speaking all over the United States, and he would come out in front of these vast audiences, largest halls and auditoriums in America. And when he came out to deliver that message of liberation, a message of soul realization, it was as though he was carrying with him in his form a radiant divine spark, a spark of that divinity to ignite an awareness in everyone who was receptive in those audiences of that all-pervading vibration and presence of the divine. He didn't waste any time. He came out, walked out in front of them, and immediately opened that portal that we've been talking about. He opened that door to let that divine consciousness, to let that divine power, that divine realization that he brought from eternal India to the West, to flow into their consciousness, to bathe their consciousness, to take them by the hand and uplift them into that liberating and all-satisfying divine presence. And that is what we're here to do this week. Are you willing? Are you ready? Are you going to help create this portal? Lift your hands in pranam and touch the spiritual eye, and that tells me, yes, you're ready. Guruji had this to say. He told us the door to the kingdom of heaven is here, in the subtle center of transcendent consciousness at the point between the two eyebrows. If you focus your attention on that seat of concentration, you will find tremendous spiritual help from within. Tremendous spiritual help from within. Now, where is that coming from? Where is that tremendous spiritual help coming from? That's what we're going to discover. And I'll tell you, it comes from the soul. It comes from that spark of God's presence within each one of us. And to live in that consciousness of the soul, this is the greatest refuge, the greatest shelter that we can have in life. So how to find that refuge, how to find that shelter, that's what we're going to explore during these 5 days of classes, especially 5 days of meditation, chanting, entering into that interior realm, that interior space where Gurdji is just waiting to give us those spiritual treasures. Another reason why I am so joyous, I really can't stop smiling to see all of you here, because it's been a long time, hasn't it? This pandemic that made us all sort of stuck in our rooms, well, at least we had our computer screens there to connect with each other and to participate in this kind of thing. But I don't know about you, but I'm really glad to be sitting in front of real people and not a computer screen. Well, this is the first time we've had this All India event since the cessation of those difficulties. When I arrived in India a few weeks ago, I'll tell you a little story. We arrived in New Delhi, stayed at our Noida ashram for a few days, and then came to Gurudev's beautiful and sacred Ranchi ashram. And shortly after getting there, I was asked to speak with a news crew, media crew, who wanted to ask some questions about Gurdji's teachings and the state of the world today. And this reporter, you know, no doubt was coming with, I should say, an accumulated list or consciousness of all the difficult things that all of us have gone through, the whole world has gone through during this pandemic that's impacted millions of souls emotionally, physically, financially, and still that feeling of uncertainty, it persists in many quarters, isn't it? So she wanted to talk about that, and she was bringing up and asking, she said, Swamiji, the stress of modern life, the mad rush of material pursuits, and the negative and inharmonious emotions that seem to color so much of our social fabric today. And then we have the influence of these new forms of social media and online connection that our young people in particular seem to be so influenced by, so much a part of their, I should say, encroaching, if they're not careful, encroaching on that divine freedom, that sovereign sense of nobility and purpose that's native to the soul. So she was saying, what can we do about this? What is the remedy to all this? And I'll tell you what I said to her. I said, you know, yes, life is complex. Life is difficult. No doubt about it. And yet ultimately it's very simple in this sense that we, each one of us, we have the choice. We can choose either to be a victim or we can choose to be a conqueror. We can choose to be a victim or we can choose to be a conqueror. To be a conqueror, what does that mean? It means to be able, as our Guru said so memorably, to stand unshaken amidst the crash of breaking worlds. To stand unshaken because we have that awareness, we have that consciousness of that infinite resources and divine potentials of the soul to back us up. Because we are anchored in that refuge, in that shelter of the soul, the sanctuary of the soul, the greatest shelter that the divine has made available to us to weather, not only to weather the storms of this world of duality, but to be victorious over them, to grow from them, to let those circumstances, whatever they may be, to forge within us that victorious consciousness where we know, I am not this body, I am not this mind, I am not these fluctuating emotions and feelings, I am that which is eternal, I am that which is victorious, I am the soul, made in the image of God. Now, to live in that consciousness, to be that kind of conqueror, that kind of victorious soul. To do that requires skills. It requires learning. It requires what our guru called how to live skills. All of you who have been studying Gurudev's wonderful YSS and SRF lessons, you have access to those skills. You are learning those skills. You are implementing those skills. And also, those are going to be presented in inspiring and practical ways in the classes over these next few days. But it requires one skill above all else, and you all know what that is, isn't it? It's the ability to meditate. The ability to enter into that interior realm, into that shelter of the soul. That's what our Gurudev, above all else, has bestowed upon us, this priceless spiritual treasure. The techniques of meditation, the science of meditation, that opens that door, that opens that portal, and gives us access to the sanctuary of the soul. So meditate, meditate, meditate. That's why the Gita tells us, Lord Krishna so lovingly speaking to disciple Arjuna, and by extension to all of us down the ages, when he said, "Arise, O Arjuna, take shelter in yoga. Take shelter in yoga, slashing with the sword of wisdom this ignorance-born doubt existing in thy heart about the self." Slashing with the sword of wisdom this ignorance-born doubt existing in thy heart about the self. What does that mean, this ignorance-born doubt? Well, that is exactly what produces this victim consciousness in us, this helplessness, this sense that we are at the mercy of the cross currents and powerful forces that threaten to knock us off that inner foundation. Because we think of ourselves that way, we have that ignorance-born doubt, we don't realize what we truly are. And that is why yoga, as he says, take shelter in yoga. Yoga meaning the science of self-realization, the science of knowing what we really are, knowing what that eternal self living in each one of us consists of, knowing ourselves as divine beings. That is the greatest remedy. There's this beautiful concept that Lord Krishna's words refer to in this Gita verse I just read. Beautiful concept throughout the Gita and really throughout all of India's immortal and eternal spiritual endowment to the world. And that is this concept of sharanam. Sharanam, to take shelter, to take refuge. Elsewhere in the Gita, you know these beautiful words. Lord Krishna says, take shelter in the eternal, take shelter in the spirit with all the eagerness of thy heart. By his grace, thou shalt obtain the utmost peace and eternal shelter. Another place he again elucidates this beautiful concept of sharanam. He says, become sheltered, meaning sharanam, protected from delusion, in oneness with me. Always keep your consciousness in my sheltering presence. Always keep your consciousness in my sheltering presence. My dear brothers and sisters and divine friends, do you know what I want for each one of you? Do you know what your Gurudev wants for each one of you? He wants you to be able to enter into that consciousness of eternal shelter at will. To enter into that consciousness at will. It is not just a theoretical ideal. It is something within the grasp of each and every one who takes up the not just the study, but the practice, daily, regular, persistent practice of that science of self-realization. He wants you to be able to enter into that consciousness so that you can live your lives in that security, with that sense of support, that sense of sustaining protection that comes from the consciousness of being sheltered in the infinite. And we're here in this Sangham, we're here on this path laid out by Gurudev Paramahansa Yoganandaji and our Param Gurus, this path of Kriya Yoga. We are here because we know that the Kriya Yoga teachings that the Gurus have brought to us, they bestow that ability. They bestow that key that allows us to open the door and dwell at will in that consciousness of eternal shelter. So our divine Guru, again and again, in one way or another, these words or that book or that chant, that prayer, all of it, he is saying, take shelter in Kriya Yoga. And he's constructed that shelter for us, isn't it? He's constructed it how? Three things. He's given us the sadhana, the techniques of meditation. Secondly, he's given us this supportive sangham of our fellowship, divine fellowship with other devotees around the world. Great support, great encouragement and help that we give to each other. Even if we don't even meet, even if we don't even talk, just the knowledge that all over the world are the souls who have responded to the soul summons of the divine through the Kriya Yoga teachings of Paramahansa Yoganandaji and are making that practice of meditation, that practice of daily going into that shelter, going into that inner contact, whereby all those qualities of the divine, all those qualities of the soul can flow into the lives of each of us as individuals and also flow out to those around us and to the world as a divine blessing. So second, first is sadhana, second is the sangham, third is the eternal grace of his darshan. The Guru Kripa, eternal, ever-living flow of blessings that is ours, that we experience when we enter into that inner temple of meditation. Combination of these three things, that's what builds, that's what he has used to build this divine shelter of Kriya Yoga that's available to each one of us. So I want to take that. I would like us to take that as one of the themes of this Sangham, one of the themes of this 5 days program. Kriya Yoga Sharanam. Kriya Yoga Sharanam, to help each other to take utmost refuge and eternal shelter in that divine realization that's bestowed by Kriya Yoga meditation when practiced with the blessings of a Satguru, such as our divine and revered Paramahansaji. Now, what do we find? What do we find? What do we feel? What do we experience when we open that door and step into that shelter, that sharanam, that refuge? We bask in the rays of the soul. We bask in the sunshine, in the uplifting vibration, the flow of divine consciousness that comes from the soul, that comes from the Atman. And never forget, when you feel that sense of peace, when you feel that sense of connectedness, never forget, what you are feeling is behind the soul. Soul is, again, just a reflection. Soul is a portal itself into the consciousness of the one universal spirit, the infinite father, mother, friend, beloved of us all, the Paramatman, Brahma, spirit. That is the source of our souls. And those of you who have attended events where I come before you, you know I don't like to give long sermons and discourses. I want you first and foremost to feel and experience. So let's do that now together, shall we? Let's take a few moments to affirm, to visualize, and to experience this presence of the soul, qualities of the soul, qualities of spirit. So please put yourself in the meditation posture, relax the body, but sit up straight. Most of all, lift the gaze and attention, as Guruji said in those opening words, to that point between the eyebrows where that flow of tremendous spiritual strength from within becomes known to us. He gave us this divine perception in the form of an affirmation. I'll read it once and then you repeat it with all of us together. Guruji says, "I am submerged in eternal light. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that light. The divine spirit fills me within and without." So now all together and feel, "I am submerged in eternal light. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that light. The divine spirit fills me within and without." Again, and feel and visualize, "I am submerged in eternal light. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that light. The divine spirit fills me within and without." Take that perception deeper and deeper. "I am submerged in eternal light. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that light. The divine spirit fills me within and without." That divine light, Gurudev tells us, is one of the principal manifestations of God. Not an ordinary light, but the light of prana, the astral light, the light of wisdom, the causal light, and the light by which the unmanifested spirit becomes manifest as light, as the other qualities and manifestations that we can experience, that we can know. In yoga, that light is known as the Vishoka Jyoti, the sorrow-dispelling light. That's what we want to feel. That's what we want to take sustenance and refuge from. So when we affirm that, when we enter into that temple of meditation, when we experience being submerged in that Vishoka Jyoti, that eternal light, we are invoking and visualizing and feeling and bathing ourselves in the light of life, the light of consciousness, the light that feeds and sustains our entire being, body, mind, and soul. So light, as one of the manifestations of God, those of you who are studying the YSS lessons, go back to that lesson 3, where Guruji, from his oneness with spirit, that state of cosmic consciousness, he enumerates what he calls the 10 principal manifestations of God. 10 of them. Light is one. There's cosmic light. There's cosmic vibration, that great Om vibration, the pranava, the cosmic creative vibration of God, cosmic sound that Om resounds in our consciousness. And as I said, cosmic light, cosmic sound, cosmic vibration. Then within that, there's another manifestation of God as cosmic intelligence, as cosmic wisdom, as cosmic peace, cosmic devotion, cosmic love, and number 10, as cosmic bliss. Now, I would love to have us all experience each one of those in the same way that we just practiced. I am submerged in eternal light. You know, the key to realizing what Guruji has given, the key to making it your own, is to take it into your own consciousness and work with it. Work with that thought. Make it personal. Make it applicable to your own needs and circumstances, your own challenges and your own joys in life. You can take each one of these just in that same pattern. Let me just give you, give briefly some examples of how we can take that same method, that same affirmation, and experience God in all of these different ways. You know, we could say, I am submerged in eternal peace. It permeates every particle of my being. Now close your eyes and feel when I say these things. I am submerged in eternal peace. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that peace. The divine spirit calms me within and without. This is how we get to know God, in that refuge of the soul. Or we can say, I am submerged in eternal wisdom. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that wisdom. The divine spirit guides me within and without. You see how to use these? You see how to choose whichever aspect of the divine, whichever aspect of spirit is dearest to your own heart, and that is what God is for you. That is how God makes herself or himself available as a living flow of wisdom, of strength, of peace, of calmness to the devotee who makes the effort to open that door to the shelter, the refuge of the soul. Or you can say so sweetly, I am submerged in eternal love. Just bathe in that feeling. I am submerged in eternal love. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that love. The divine spirit loves me within and without. I am submerged in cosmic bliss. I am submerged in eternal bliss. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that bliss. I am living in that bliss. I am living in that bliss. The divine spirit makes me happy within and without. My beloved ones, this is just one little spoonful of the spiritual riches, the spiritual power, the spiritual realization that Gurudev incarnated on earth out of his divine compassion from that highest state of cosmic consciousness. He came down, he took on the mortal form, the limitations of this material world of duality. Why? For one reason, because he loves each one of you, because he wants each one of you to feel, to realize what he himself is enjoying. There's another aspect of this concept of sharanam, shelter, refuge. You remember the story in Autobiography of a Yogi? Gurudev tells about his early boyhood search for his guru, and he visited lots of different rishis and saints and sages, and there was a time after he finished his high school where he was living in this hermitage in Varanasi. You remember the story and how one day he just sat down and just prayed with all of the fervor, all of the dynamism and divine will and divine power of his yearning for God, and said, "Divine Mother, send me a guru. Send me the guru destined for me." And then you remember the story. He was walking through the lanes of Varanasi, and he turned his head and looked, and there he saw his first glimpse in mortal form of his own guru, Swami Sri Yukteswar. Now, the reason I'm reminding us of this story, you remember what he said at that meeting. He said, "The lifelong search hither and yon was over. I had found eternal shelter in a true guru." As I said, that is an integral part of this Kriya Yoga Sharanam, the eternal refuge that each of us is so blessed, is so unbelievably fortunate to have received in this incarnation, to be able to lay our lives at his holy feet, not just in a material, or not even so much in a material or outward sense, but in that inner sense of practicing the techniques, practicing Kriya with concentration and devotion, and then letting the soul just open like an opening lotus flower to receive his divine benediction and light. That's eternal shelter. That is the eternal protection. We have this beautiful lineage, Bhagavan Krishna, Jesus Christ, Mahavatar Babaji, Lahiri Mahashai, Swami Sri Yukteswarji, Paramahansa Yoganandaji. When you are in your meditation, when you're entering into that soul sanctuary, that soul refuge, make it part of your practice. Not just in the opening prayer when you list off the names, but deeply, especially after practice of Kriya, especially after gaining access to that interior state, that pratyahara, that inner silence, then take some time just to mentally invoke, mentally call to each one of them by name, and feel their responding presence. Now, in that consciousness of the great blessing that we have in the lineage of gurus, I have some very joyous news that I would like to digress for a moment to share with all of you and with our worldwide family of devotees who are joining us today. This has to do with very recent, just in the last couple of weeks, YSS has been able to acquire for all of you to develop pilgrimage sites at two of the most sacred sites connected with our revered Param Guru, Swami Sri Yukteswarji. I have some pictures in a minute. We'll show each one of you. But as you know, his main ashram was in Serampore, a few miles outside of Kolkata. And he told the story to Guruji, which is in autobiography, about how earlier in his life, he had been blessed with a meeting with the divine Mahavatar Babaji. You remember that at the Kumbh Mela in 1894? And Babaji instructed Sri Yukteswarji. He said, I want you to write a short book. Show the underlying unity of the Christian Bible and the Sanatana Dharma, the Vedic teachings of India. And so when Sri Yukteswarji had completed that task sometime later, he was one day walking from his hermitage in Serampore down the lane, short distance to the Ganges where he took his bath, and came out and turned around, and there, under a beautiful, huge banyan tree, sat the immortal Babaji. Can you show that picture? This is the, there's the river there, and the same banyan tree after all these years. So right, go to the next picture. Right behind the, let's see, I can't see that, but yeah, there we go. Right behind the tree, there's a building that, this is what YSS has managed to acquire to make into a pilgrimage site for all of you. Right there, closest building to that Rai Ghat on the Ganges. And not only that, but we have entered into an agreement with the municipality of Serampore that they will permit YSS to take over the management and the maintenance of the entire Ghat so that we can make it a fitting site. Oh, my prayer is that in years to come, this will take some time to materialize, but in years to come, that devotees such as yourselves and from all over the world will come there to be able to meditate in a fitting and a meditative, clean, peaceful environment to feel that the vibrations left by the divine Babaji there. Now, that's only part of it. Still in Serampore, go to the next picture. This has to do with Sri Yukteswarji's ashram. Next picture. Show the mandir. Okay, somehow we lost. Where's the mandir? Keep going. There we go. Okay. So most of you know that Sri Yukteswarji's main ashram in Serampore, YSS for some years, many years, has had this Sri Yukteswar Smriti Mandir, the memorial temple, that is sited, located on one small piece of his ashram property in Serampore. The main building, the ashram where Guruji received that life-transforming spiritual training over those many, many years, that has been in the hands of the Karar family, the family in which Sri Yukteswarji was born. But it gives me tremendous joy to tell you today, with all the joy that I feel Gurudev is joining in with, that YSS has now been able to acquire the complete ownership of that Swami Sri Yukteswar's Serampore hermitage. And the plan is to eventually to restore and preserve as much as we can of that hermitage building as it was originally during those 10 years when Gurudev frequented it and has all those memorable stories. Wouldn't you say that of yourselves, and I think many devotees around the world, probably if you ask them, what's your favorite chapter in Autobiography of a Yogi? I think pretty close to the top is that years in my master's hermitage, isn't it? So now, what a thrill to be able to make that into a fitting pilgrimage spot to honor the legacy of our Gurudev, his spiritual training, and by extension, the legacy of all of our Param Gurus. So as I said, this has only happened literally in the last few weeks. We look forward to communicating more details and especially to sharing with you when we are able to develop it further and turn it into the kind of world pilgrimage site that is fitting for our Guru and Param Gurus. Well, dear ones, we're coming to the end of our program here, but let me just say, I never come before a group, large or small, of Gurudev's beloved family of devotees without reflecting that, you know, a very, very interesting thing happens as we go along the spiritual path, on this Kriya Yoga path that Guruji has guided our footsteps to. A very interesting thing. We start to feel such love for our fellow devotees, just like they were members of our own family, isn't it? Do you feel that sitting here in this hall? And I can promise you that out there in internet land, thousands upon thousands of devotees tuning in with us today are feeling that same bond of divine friendship, that divine love that comes from following this path together. And that's how I feel for all of you. That's how I feel. And I know, because it's only just a tiny droplet of that great ocean of love that I know Guruji pours into your lives, that he pours into your souls. Every single one who loyally, who persistently, who with devotion, even if not persistent at any given time, but with desire to find God, desire to make those Guru's teachings the pole star of our lives. Each and every one, you are showered eternally by that divine love of the Prem Avatar, the one who came, very veritable incarnation of the love of the Eternal Spirit for each one of you, for each one of you. Time comes as we practice these teachings where we are able to enter into that communion, into that consciousness, into that shelter of Kriya Yoga, that shelter of the soul, just by taking even one line of, say, one of the cosmic chants or of the whispers from eternity. Those utterances, those chants that Guruji, as he said, he spiritualized them. What does that mean? It means he infused them with his Shakti. He infused them with the power of his divine realization, so that each of us, using those same words, using those chants, using those whispers from eternity, can touch that same state of consciousness that he brought forth. Just one line. Take like this one. Let's do this together. That beautiful chant that we often sing in our meditation together. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. What a powerful thought, just those few words, to have the experience that the very life of the universe, that Mahaprana, that the divine animating force behind the vast innumerable galaxies and worlds and infinite spaces, the life that pervades all of that, that is our life. That is the life behind our hearts, behind our breath. Thou art my life. Thou art my life. Thou art my love. That's what I want to see in this great Sangam of YSS and SRF. That state of being poised devotionally, being ready devotionally, where just one thought, one reminder like that can tip us over from the material world into that inner world of divine beauty, divine strength, divine resources. That's the greatest fulfillment that we can have. It's so important to each of you as individuals. And it goes beyond that, because it's not only about each of us as individuals. There's another reason, and it goes like this. You know, nations have a life as well as individuals. Nations have a life. And I never come to this blessed shores of India without realizing and rejoicing in the perception, in the consciousness that India, of all the nations on the earth, India, we see that God is the life of the nation. You know, just as we affirm in our individual sadhana, thou art my life, thou art my love, for centuries, for millennia, that has been the leitmotif of Indian culture, of Indian spirituality. God, 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 in whatever form, whatever manifestation, whatever language, whatever word. India as a nation, India as a culture, has silently affirmed for millennia to the infinite spirit who has so many names, thou art my life. Now, we're not stopping there. It goes beyond even that. You know why? Because in the 20th, 21st century, it's vitally important that God be the life of this emerging global civilization. Just as India in her Sanatana Dharma has nurtured that and made it available through her illumined yogis and avatars and sages down to each one of us in modern times through this great lineage that we are honoring and taking shelter at their feet. India has brought that to us. Now it has to flow out. It must flow out as the life of this emerging global civilization. We have to create that consciousness in order for humanity to even have a chance to have a secure, prosperous, and fulfilling future on this planet. We have to create a global civilization whose life is God. Not the God of any sectarian or denominational or divisive outer form of religion, not the God of dogma or superstition, certainly not the God of the commercialized religious power brokers that Guruji warned against. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's the God of the universal YSS SRF teachings, the God of bliss, the God that dwells in the heart of every being, and manifestly so in all the members of the Lord's human family. So I want to leave you with this. We all know these teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda, these teachings in the YSS and SRF lessons, these are a pure distillation of that millennial spiritual treasure of the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Yoga Sutras. All of this, Gurudev has distilled and crystallized into a set of how to live teachings and techniques. So today, I am asking each of you, I'm asking each of our brothers and sisters on this path around the world, I want to see each of you become a living link between India's golden age of spiritual civilization and the coming global spiritual civilization. Each one of you, each follower of this Kriya Yoga path of divine living, and as I said, the program that we need in order to bring this about, Guruji has given that in this new edition of the lessons that we are all receiving, which incidentally have most recently been released in Telugu language and Tamil language, and more languages to come. So, my dear ones, this is all that I've come to urge you today in this week. Each one, become that living link for your own spiritual liberation, your own happy and fulfilled and secure and prosperous existence for as long as God keeps you in this mortal form, in this mortal world. But not only for that, not only for yourself or your family, do it to help our Guru and Param Gurus in their divinely given mission to uplift the world into this coming global spiritual civilization. That's what I ask of each of you. And with that comes my prayer of my soul, that God and Gurus bless each one of you during this 5-day Sangam. Go deep, feel happy, feel joy, renew that sense of optimism, renew that sense of, I can be a divine conqueror. I can conquer whatever life delivers at my doorstep because I have the sadhana, I have the Sangam of my Guru brother and sisters, and I have the eternal darshan and blessings of the Guru Kripa of my divine Sadguru, Paramahansa Yoganandaji. Realize, experience, be that one. Jai Guru. Now, before I vacate the stage, I want to take this opportunity to officially release a few new publications at this opening program of our Sangam. So to share with all of you, let's see what we have here. First is a brand new deluxe edition of Autobiography of a Yogi. This is, I need my description here. Okay. Yeah, so after this was, this book was just recently brought off the press. Glorious deluxe treatment with more than 100 photos, many in color, depicting many of the sacred places in Guruji's life, comes in this beautiful slipcase, and this is available now for the first time starting at the close of this satsanga today in the bookstall. So this is in English. The autobiography, of course, is in also 15 major English, 15 Indian languages, and more than 50 languages worldwide. Well, please enjoy. And then also we have today, it's my joy to release a hardcover little gift edition of the beautiful Metaphysical Meditations. This is now in a hardcover format with better readability for each of you to take those kinds of thoughts that we were experimenting, that we were practicing together earlier in the class, Metaphysical Meditations. And then what a joy for all of you, especially in the region of India. I'm sure many of you here will benefit from this Journey to Self-Realization, Volume 3 of Paramahansa Yogananda's collected talks and essays, translated for the first time into Telugu language. And fourth, one of the earliest works of our Guru, The Science of Religion, released for the first time in Kannada language. Sometimes it seems that there's just no limit to what our Guruji was pouring out. He started his work here in Ranchi in 1917, not in Ranchi, in Dihika in 1917, and then moved to Ranchi, then went to the U.S., as you all know, in 1920. But from then until he left the mortal body in 1952, it was like a great waterfall, a great sustaining flow of divine waters of truth, of realization, of inspiration that goes on to this day. And so every time we bring out one of these works in another language, it's a cause of great rejoicing. And again, it strengthens those bonds of divine friendship, of divine family that we share with our brothers and sisters around the world. So I think it's a fitting way to inaugurate this 5-day Sangam. And I recommend them all to you, as well as Guruji's other divinely inspired writings. Well, my dear ones, I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm going to say, please carry on. We have a wonderful program of meditations and classes. I look forward to joining you again tomorrow for a special long meditation, and then again later in the week. But you know my wish for you. Go deep, drink deep, be filled with joy, be filled with that divine love. God bless you. Guru bless you. Jai Guru.